the Glenn Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Marside Grill, Shell and Hogan, Adrian Browning, attorney at law, Ace Hardware, Jessup Furniture, and by Southern Hardware. And now, here's your host, Bob Black.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bob Black on location at Marside Grill, where we'll be each and every Wednesday night at 6:30 for the entire season. This segment of the Red Terror Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Ace Hardware St. Simons, Adrian Browning, attorney at law, Shellen Hogan, Southern Hardware, and by Marshside Grill. And now joining us, the head coach of the Glenn Academy Red Terriers, Coach Rocky Hidalgo.
How are we doing, Bob?
We're doing great, Coach. I'm sure you are after a big win over Groves. It pretty much turned out like we thought it would be. They were, I don't know any other way to put it, but terrible. I know that's probably not a nice thing to say, but it is what it is. I mean, it really didn't give us much of a look.
No, they didn't. Hopefully they don't listen to the broadcast or the podcast or whatever kind of cast this is. I think our kids showed up and they played hard and they just kind of went about their business. I think we did some things in the game that we probably got better with. We moved some guys around, some personnel groups, got a week more's work at that. But it's a hard game to watch the film on and kind of judge if we got really better or not on it.
Yeah, I guess I could have been a little more tactful. I'm sorry, I'm still a rookie at this. But it was a game that could have easily, as some people like to say, played down to our level of competition, but they didn't. The kids came up and stepped up and did what they needed to do to take control of the game.
Yeah, I thought we moved some guys around the offensive line, moved Nick DeMars to the right tackle and Trevor Timmons to left guard. And so we got a week's worth of work with those guys in. But our kids played hard. We came off the ball. I felt like we were physical. I thought we played clean on offense. Didn't put any balls on the ground. We wanted to work on our passing game. I felt like we did. Missed some throws in there. I think we'll continue to get better with that. Defensively, I think our defensive line played well. I think, we continue to get better at outside linebacker and continue to improve on the inside. But we still got a lot of work to do. I think our corners are still young. We're still just learning, kind of the basics of what we're doing back there. And we've still got some work to do at inside linebacker and to develop some more depth on the offensive defensive lines.
Yeah, you touched on a few things I was going to touch on. We came out, I think first play for scrimmage was a pass from TJ, and you told Coach Harp you wanted to throw it 40 times, and he came out throwing. I thought, well, maybe he took that to heart. But TJ was 2 of 7 on the night for 20 yards, 2.9 for attempt. But he looked good back there finding his receivers. He picked the right receivers, just didn't hit them.
He did, and he's still aiming the ball a little bit. He's got to get more confidence and just throw it. He's just got to, he's trying to make every throw and be perfect with the ball. You don't have to be perfect. You just got to get it out there, give him a chance to catch it. He'll continue to get better. He's a conscientious kid. He's very coachable with those things. I gave Coach Harp a hard time. I wanted to see how many consecutive plays we could score on. I was kind of disappointed in that. I told him, let's just use all the trick plays. Every play from the start of the game, first snap on. But he was too scared to do it. He's too conservative. He doesn't have the courage that I do to go out and run all those plays.
Well, we did see a couple of trick plays. One was actually both of them were touchdown. One wasn't really a trick play. It's something that's in the playbook. It was reverse. But the trick play that we do have was a little dig run with a flea flicker from Sam Wagner to Shane Wells. And when Shane scored, he started high-stepping. It was funny. I don't know if you saw that on the film, but it was funny when he hit the end zone.
Yeah, you want to Shane's he goes in there and rubs his face on people 50, 60 times a night. So you want to throw him a bone. It was fun to kind of be able to get that in and get that touchdown. That play is called Stinky Creek. It was good to get that thing called out there and get a big playoff of it.
Yeah, the other was a reverse to Wagner, and it was wasn't it Sam the reverse?
Yeah.
It was really impressive all night long on film watching the offensive line do what they do as far as their footwork goes on that reverse play. They had three guys out there, looked like a punt return, setting up the wall, and Sam just turned the corner and took it in with, you know, went in untouched.
Yeah, you know, and Sam's a good little athlete. He really is. And he had a couple of nice punt returns Friday night as well. Did some good things. And Sam goes up and gets the football. He's turned into a really good football player.
Yeah, the one thing that I was going to bring this up later that impresses me about Sam is his blocking on the corner. I mean, you mentioned Shane rubbing his nose in there. Well, Sam will stick his nose in any safety or corner that's out there. He does a good job blocking.
Yeah, he's a physical kid. He's a strong kid. For a guy who, you know, quarterback, wide receiver, he's a really strong kid. Does well in the weight room. He's just a hard working kid. Goes out, he's got the right type of attitude about things. He's a tough kid on top of it. Doesn't say a whole bunch. Just does what he's asked to do and what he's coached to do. People look past that a bunch, but that's the most important quality in a kid who's playing ball. All these guys who are out selling kids, a line of baloney about, you know who's going to go to what college and all that things. Most important thing for a kid in the high school level, at the college level, is to go and do what they're asked and what their coach to do. Having the willingness to kind of give themselves up a little bit, what they want, their wants and desires for the good of the team. And you can win a lot of games with that, and Sam's one of those guys.
Yeah, definitely a blue-collar, hard worker type of guy. This is the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, just want to call out a few names. You have mentioned them before, but we also got Jade Miller that did some pretty good blocking on the corner out there as a sophomore. But I think one thing that impresses me as much about this offense, as much as the offensive line and their footwork and their technique, is the number of sophomores that were rolling. I mean, you got Nick DiMarzo, you mentioned, Trevor Timmons, Clayton Kitchen, the starting center. Just it goes on and on with underclassmen, and they're doing a pretty good job up front.
Yeah, T.J. Lewis, Alan Parton, Caden Hutchinson, Jaden Miller, I mean, Raekwon Dinn, Juwan Floyd, Miles Smith, DeKel Walker is a ninth grader, and he's out there running around playing ball. Gage Roof and DeLon Spencer, all those guys are sophomores who are going out playing their tails off. There are going to be some growing pains with those guys, but they've come a long way. They'll continue to progress and get better. And I think when it's all said and done, this could be a really good team.
I think one thing we need to mention about the youth is we're not using that as an excuse if we don't play well. I mean, it's just regardless of your age or your class or whatever, you got to do what you're coached to do, and it's pretty simple.
Well, you know, they hired me to win football games and put a product out on the field, and you know, our product is young this year, and there's a lot of sophomores. But the job's still the same, is to go out and figure out a way to win games with them. And I think we'll be able to do that. I think this is going to be I think this team's going to win the city championship, win the region championship when it's all said and done. And that's what I believe about it.
You know, that's your yearly goal, the city championship, region championship, city championship, state championship every year. Looking at the backfield, you mentioned some of the guys that stepped up in the backfield. Kwame Bostic was the leading rusher with five carries, 120 yards, 24 yards per attempt. And then Alan Parton was the next with eight carries, 81 yards. And then this name stepped up. We mentioned him last week. He's going to be a real good ball player as we progress down the road, just a sophomore, and that's Caden Hutchinson at four carries for 52 yards.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they're all really good players. And, you know, you see what, you know, Kwame's doing, averaging 22 yards a carry, but you know, Caden and Allen and, you know, Nolan Grant didn't play because he had surgery on Saturday night after the Washington game.
Minor surgery.
Yeah, and he'll be back for the Wayne County game, we believe. Those kids have got to step up and play, and I think they've done that. And there's a learning curve with them. There's only so many reps you can give. And so for a guy like Caden who's kind of stuck behind some guys, this has been a good 2 weeks for him. Nolan's been out, and he's been able to get a lot of reps at running back. So he's come a long way and put himself in a position to show that he's capable of getting in there, run the football, and help us on Friday nights. You know, he's still got some things to do, learning, blocking, protection, and running the routes and stuff like that. But, you know, we know we can get him in there and hand the ball off and get good reps out of him.
Yeah, he'll hammer right at you, that's for sure. Okay, let's take a quick break. We've got more to come on the Red Terriers Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsor.
Marshside Grill is your home for the best burgers, spuds, and seafood around. Come enjoy the view out by the water while taking in an ice-cold beverage. Marchside Grill is your home for the Glenn Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo and a proud sponsor of Glenn Academy and local high school athletics. So stop in any day or night of the week for the best view and atmosphere here in the Golden Isles. And also, check us out on Facebook. Go Terrors!
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 87. Don't miss Southern Hardware's one-day sale on September the 15th. All Echo equipment will be 20% off. That's right, all Echo equipment, 20% off. Come on in and check out the Husqvarna line of chainsaws as well. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, southernhardwareinc.com, 912-267-7992. Looking for top-quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times. Or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top-quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
Welcome back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo of the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bob Black on location for Marshside Grill. This segment brought to you by Marshside Grill, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, and by Jessup Furniture. All right, Coach, let's turn it to the other side of the ball. I think we talked about the offense enough. One thing that impressed me about the guys on the defensive side of the ball is, once again, we really didn't play down to the level of competition. It seemed like every play we had 8, 9, 10, 11, redheads around the ball, which is one of the things that you try to impress upon them every week. They just came out and did what they needed to do.
They did, and it helped that they didn't block us a whole bunch. It really did. I think our kids played hard. I've said that. They kind of went where they were supposed to do. They got downhill. They were aggressive. They played fast. And, that's what we're trying to coach them to do. So, there's some things we can take from the film to look at. I think if you go back and watch the film, we played sophomores and freshmen pretty much the entire second quarter and a big chunk of the first quarter. And so we let those guys get out there and play ball. And they did, and they went out and competed. That was good to see our young kids. We played a lot of young kids out on the perimeter and at linebacker. I think, Miles Smith, Ryan Say, went out and tried to run downhill and look like a football player. So, there's some good to take from that, from those young kids. I wish we'd have, in some ways I wish we'd have had a second half to get more of those young kids in. But I didn't want people trying to fire me if we hung 100 points on them. And I genuinely was concerned about that. I'm usually the guy that's getting on the referees to call a penalty. Because of the calls, I was actually telling the penalty. I said, hey, just other officials, look, we get a big play, just call a penalty and bring it back. Because I was worried about, I didn't want to embarrass them. I didn't want to run the score up, but I didn't want to be the guy in the newspaper that scored 100 and have people come down and
wonder why you didn't call off the
dogs. Yeah, yeah. I mean, and that's happened before, because guys have called the dogs off, but sometimes the next round of dogs keep doing it.
Well, so. I strongly believe that. I believe the next round of dogs probably could have done just as well, if not, that the ones did very easily. But middle linebacker coach, we've talked about that pretty much every week. I think you rolled about three guys in there: Miles Smith, and then Johnny Bradley and
Tyshawn
Lane. Yeah, they seem to play pretty well. I mean,
they did. They got downhill better, and
of course, not being blocked helped.
Yeah, it helps. But part of it is just the reads and fitting downhill, and Johnny is continuing to play hard and run, you know, and run to the football. You know, he's got to fit on the ball a little better. Sometimes he rounds his fits. You know, Tyshawn played a ton for us last year. He's a good player, but he's kind of been a little undisciplined back there, looking at his eyes. His eye discipline's not been very good. And he's been kind of looking a little bit of everything, and I think felt like he played better Friday night. Got downhill and was physical. Miles is a kid that just needs to play. You know, we got a couple other guys. Taiwan Melvin is a kid. He's going to be a good player. Ryan Say is a kid that is really coming on. I like the way he's practicing. I like the way he's playing on the JV. He's a kid that, you know, a couple of weeks from now, he's going to be pushing for some varsity time. So, you know, those guys are going to get there. You know, I like the group as a whole. They just got to do some work.
Yeah, Ryan last year on the freshman side, and you know, he his motor never stops. He plays wide open, plays fast, and we've got his younger brother down the freshman level right now playing what we call a Viper outside linebacker. That if we can get some size on him, should be a pretty good player too.
Yeah, you know, and he will, and he'll, yeah. You know, he'll grow when it's all said and done. Ryan's going to be a really good player. And,
I think so.
He's going to be a good. But we've got a lot of young kids that are going to be good players.
Yeah, we can get his pad level down. You're listening to the Red Terror Coaches Show, the Bishop Media Sports Network. You know, once again, Coach, I'm going to mention this, but I know we don't harp on it, but the defensive side of the ball is young as well. I mean, we got Marlins, a senior, you got Tyshawn Lang, a senior, but other than that, you're looking at a lot of sophomores and juniors that are learning a lot of football and playing pretty well.
Yeah, you know, a big chunk of those defensive linemen, Marlon will be the only defensive lineman that we lose. You know, that's James Dow and Torres Davis.
Gage Roof,
DeLon Spencer, Jordan Swain, Justin Fleming, who's done a good job and kind of really learning what to do at outside linebacker and defensive end. Jaden Turner's a kid that got in Friday night, and he's going to be a really good player. He's just a sophomore. Nick Mutchinson is a kid, got in Friday night. He's going to be a really good player. So we've got a few of those guys that you know, and then the guys in secondary. We're playing three sophomore corners and a junior. DeKel Walker at safety, and Byron Bacon's only a junior. So we've got a good core group of kids that can come back next year.
Yeah, and just go ahead and mention these guys. Had a couple of freshmen that were able to play, and then our five technique, and then we had a freshman outside linebacker we brought in too that expecting good things out of those guys in the future.
Yeah, you know, Colin Maddox and DJ Clinch. Tyshawn Thomas got in the game. I mean, those guys are going to be really good players and probably play some next year on Friday nights.
Yeah, absolutely. And some couple of guys in the backfield that are seeing extensive playing time for us is underclass. DeKale Walker as a freshman.
Yep.
And then we got Jaden Miller as a sophomore that I believe Jaden continues to learn every week and gets a little better every week.
You know, those corners have got a chance to be really good. I mean, Raekwon Bennett corner is a kid. He's got some tremendous cover skills, and he's learning to kind of you know, just not only just fundamentally and the technical aspect of that, learn about, you know, the it's tough. They've got to grow up kind of on the fly, learn personal discipline, some mental toughness out there, and learn what to do. Juwan Floyd's another one. So those are three sophomores at corner with Trayvon Smith, who's a junior. Four young corners that'll be back next year. And we've got some good kids on that ninth grade team that you're working with.
Yeah, you're listening to the Red Terrace Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We'll talk about the ninth grade team just a little bit since we you know are kind of digging deep to find some things to talk about other than Friday night. But yeah, we've got some good defensive people coming up defensively. You know, once again, the discipline that they have to have at the varsity level is not there right now in the freshmen. And I'm not sure the work ethic's really there where we need to be, but that's part of our jobs to get them right.
Yeah, you know, and it's just a process to get those guys to grow up and learn, and they're learning in the weight room. I have them in the weight room every day, and it's a scream-a-thon in there most days of me just yelling at them for doing dumb things because they do dumb things. They decide that their bench max is 135 pounds, but they decide to work out with a 185 pound bench max today, so they can't get any of their lifts. You know, and you know they're going to get an overset. They're just young and inexperienced and stupid like everybody else was when they were teenagers.
Yeah, it's just a matter of, as you said, growing up and getting it right. All right, Coach, one final thing about Friday night, and that was our special teams. They appeared to have had a good night on the special teams, looking at the kick coverage on film, looked like we had a good kick coverage. We didn't miss an extra point, did we? No. Didn't think we meant miss an extra point. And then we had, I've said it before, another freshman come in. Jonathan Sasser kicked an extra point for us, and unfortunately there was a penalty. Backed him up 5 yards. You could see in his eyes he was scared to death. But he nailed it. He stepped right up and nailed it. So, I mentioned earlier that we're becoming kind of kicker U, and we're having kickers step in every year.
Yeah, well, just got to keep working those kids. And I think Coach Hall does a really good job coaching them to develop as a kicker. We've got, Bennett Colbert is a kid. It's a sophomore. He's got a chance to be a pretty good kicker and punter. We got a good group. Reese Snow, the deep snapper, has done a good job for us the last couple of years. We just kind of keep moving forward with what we do and keep coaching, Glenn Academy football.
Yeah, we mentioned Reese earlier as our deep snapper and his work ethic. And if we could get some guys just to follow his, he'd be okay. All right, we'll be right back to the Glenn Academy's Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Football season is here, and no matter how bad your grill game is, you can't lose with the Big Green Egg. That dry chicken you normally cook keeps its flavor and comes out juicy and perfect. The Big Green Egg comes with a lifetime warranty, and the only place that has them in Glenn County is Island Ace Hardware, locally owned and operated since 1980. 329 Longview Plaza on St. Simon, 638-3800, and on Facebook at Island Ace Hardware. Island Ace Hardware, the helpful place.
For over 50 years, Shell and Hogan has provided quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses in and throughout the area. Our expertise ranges from tax management and accounting services to auditing, financial statement preparation, to tax planning. Shell and Hogan on St. Simon's at 101 Plantation Chase, 912-638-9031, or online, shellhogan.com.
There are hurdles, there are handicaps, and there are hardships you will face in life, but you don't have to face them alone. Adrienne Browning, attorney at law, will have your back. She has the knowledge and compassion to tackle your issue and make your journey as smooth as possible. Whether divorce, custody, personal injury, or criminal law, including DUI, she's got your back. Come see her at 9 St. Andrews Court beside Mary Ross Waterfront Park, 912-580-3507, and abrowninglaw.com. Schedule your free consultation today, and you be the judge.
All right, welcome back to the Glenn Academy Red Terrace Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo and the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bob Black on location at Marshside Grill. This segment is brought to you by Adrienne Browning, attorney at law, Ace Hardware, St. Simon's, and by Shell and Hogan. All right, Coach, before we get into our coach's spotlight with the defensive coordinator, Coach Josh Veal, I haven't really done any homework on Wayne County yet. I know they go to South Carolina somewhere this week and play. I don't see really anybody driving up there and watching that game. We will get the film on it, I'm sure. What do you know and what have you seen about the Wayne County Yellow Jackets?
Well, Coach Cribb has done a good job there. He's going into second year. They were region champs last year, had a good football team. I really like him. He's a guy who retired from the state of South Carolina, came here. He does a lot of funky things. And I say funky things, I mean that in a good way. He runs a lot of trick plays, getting some interesting formations. I think they do a really good job on offense, putting you into some difficult situations. Last year they struggled at their deep snapping position. They came out against us from the 20-yard line, and they were able to get them off, and we had to sprint down and pick the ball up. It does some different things. So, they're going to have a really good running back, very good offensive line. Offensive line is big, strong. They've got two or three guys on the defensive line that are really good. I mean, they're going to be good on defense. Offensively, their offensive line is really good. His son plays wide receiver. He's probably the best wide receiver we'll see all year long. And he runs great routes, catches the football, strong kid. So, we've got our work cut out for us.
Yeah, anybody that's been around this area for any extended period of time will know the Wayne County Yellow Jackets, they were kind of like the Statesboro Blue Devils for a long time. They were powerhouses in this area, and then they kind of digressed a little bit and went backwards and didn't, really hold their own or lost them, and it's good to see them coming back. What type of What kind of offense? They spread it out. They're gonna come right at you. What are they gonna do to you?
They're counting like 11 personnel, which means a tight end and one back, and they'll have three wide receivers in the game. A bunch of what they do, and they're gonna kind of like a pro style offense. They'll run some RPO system stuff. They're gonna run inside zone, hand the ball off to the big running back, and try to get the ball to a really good receiver. They'll also put him at quarterback and put three backs in the backfield with him and run some zone, some power hammer in there, let him keep the football some. So, they do some different things, and they'll have a good plan when they come in, and we're going to have to get after each other a little bit.
All right, Coach, before we bring Coach Bill up, any final thoughts? I mean, anything we need to know about Wayne County? Just need everybody to come out, support us, go up?
Yeah, when you drive over to Jeff, it's going to be a great high school football game. They've got a great environment over there. Really good football teams. Going to be two of the best teams in Southeast Georgia getting after each other. And I look forward to getting back to a game week and doing some football coaching.
Yeah, I think in the one of the local power picks, whatever, one of the magazines around have them as one and us as two. I believe Camden jumped up. Was it Camden that jumped up to three? Have you seen that poll?
I don't worry about it. On Friday, next Friday night, we'll find out who's one and two or the better team between two of us.
Exactly. So. Okay, Coach. Thanks very much for showing up. Now we're going to switch it over a little bit. Each week we're going to bring a guest coach into the fray. We started out with the coordinators last week. We had Coach Hart, who is the offensive coordinator. This week we've got Coach Josh Bill, who's the defensive coordinator. And Josh has been with the program for how many years, Josh?
15 years, Bob.
15 years. Thanks for coming up and joining us tonight, Coach.
Thank you.
Tell us, really, you married?
I'm married, yes.
Children?
I have three children.
Three children keep you busy?
They do, yes, sir. Wide open all the time.
I bet they do. Kind of a break comes football practice, huh, sometimes?
It is. Yes, sir. It is.
Where did you play your high school ball, Coach?
I played at Brentwood High School in Sandersville, Georgia.
I got you. In position?
I played linebacker and offensive guard, so.
Offensive guard?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes.
What classification were you?
The single A.
Single A.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I see that. You offensive guard at what? Buck 70, buck 80?
Buck 90. Coach.
Buck 90. Oh, you dropped a few pounds.
Don't cut me short.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the defense, Coach. You came with Coach Riding, right? You were here with Coach Riding.
Yes. Yes, sir. I did.
And what did you have there? I think you kind of bounced around, heads up a few different.
I did a little bit of everything. I was offensive coordinator for a while. Coached O-line, wide receivers, running backs. Then I moved over to defensive side, coached defensive ends. Then I became defensive coordinator. And coached.
You worked for Coach Riding's as well?
Yes. His last year here, I was the defense coordinator.
Okay. And then when Coach Rock showed up, obviously y'all had the conversation, and he let you step right in and keep doing what you were doing.
Yes, sir.
But you had to learn a new scheme, didn't you?
I did. Completely new scheme. I was running a 4-2-5, and Coach Rock is a 3-4 guy, so I had to learn his scheme and how he likes things to be ran.
Is there a preference? Yeah, I mean, do you like the 3-5 maybe? Or 3-4, I guess, whatever?
After running what we've ran the last few 4 years, I would not go away from a 3-4.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of different things we can do with the outside backers, the inside backers, the defensive linemen. I mean, it's your stunt philosophy. Do you run stunts pretty much every – is somebody coming every day? Do we sit back and wait for guys to come to us, or do you like to attack and go to them?
We're probably about 90%. We're going to send at least four men.
Four men on every play?
Four men on about every play. Usually we won't send four if we're in a third long situation.
Keep some guys back.
Bring a nickel back in and just drop eight guys basically and rush three.
Right.
But most of the time we have at least four coming about 90%, and then we'll dial up special blitzes on down and distances and things of that nature.
And you also create special blitzes for each game, right? I mean, I know you guys and your staff, which I'm going to have them up here as the year progresses, but you've got a great defensive staff working with you, and y'all spend a lot of time watching film and getting up a game scheme each week. But you do dial up different blitzes for different games each week.
Yes, sir. Most of it's down and distance, and then we also try to exploit weaknesses either on the offensive line. We'll find the weakest offensive lineman or based off their protection for that week, and we'll dial up blitzes that'll conquer that and give them some problems.
Do you scheme personnel as well? I mean, do you think one of our dudes will match up better with one of their dudes, and you'll bring personnel in?
Yes, sir. Marlon Taylor is probably one of the best defensive linemen in the state of Georgia, and we will put him against either their best or their weakest, depending on what we want to get accomplished.
I got you. So, as far as working with Coach Rock, is it a constant learning curve every week? Coach Harf was up here, and he mentioned that you know, Coach Rock would just kind of leave him alone and let him do his thing. And, you know, I know he's a defensive guy through and through. Is it the same type of relationship? Does he leave you alone, let you do your thing, or does he correct you? Or is he like the typical head coach that'll say what he needs to, how he needs to?
For the most part, Coach Rock leaves us alone. The thing with Coach Rock, though, is his mind never stops thinking.
Right.
He's very creative and stuff like that. So he will come up with new stuff, new blitzes that he kind of thinks about, things of that nature to want to test out and things. And then he'll interject when he needs to. But for the most part, he kind of lets us as a defensive staff run our things and do what we need to do as long as we're getting the job done.
Yeah, that's kind of what I've noticed. But he also doesn't hesitate to correct
when it needs to be corrected.
And if it needs to be forcefully corrected, it will do that as well.
Yes, no doubt.
All right, Coach, anything else we need to know about your defense, you want us to know? I know we played well Friday night, but like we've already said, it's easy to play well when you're not blocked.
No doubt. That makes it really easy. We've got a lot of learning still left to do, a lot of improvement to go. We got three tough games coming up here in the future, and hopefully we're just going to continue to get better and better each week and make a nice run down the road.
It's not going to hurt to have 2 weeks to prepare for Wayne County, is it?
Not at all.
Are they good on film? Have you
watched? Yes, they're really good.
Big up front?
They're big up front, got a lot of good skill. Running back's about 210. He's a load. They have 35 seniors on their squad this year.
Wow.
So they're loaded pretty good.
Wow.
Our work cut out for us this week.
Okay, you've been talking with Coach Josh Vail, the defensive coordinator for the Red Terriers, doing a heck of a job for us. That's going to do it for us tonight on the Rocky Hidalgo Coaches Show. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Marshside Grill and join us every Wednesday night at 6:30 for the Rocky Hidalgo Show. I'm Bob Black, signing off. Thanks, Coach, for coming out.